بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with a large number of women from across the country. The meeting was held in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya on December 27, 2023, a week before the birth anniversary of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her. This day is celebrated as Women's Day in Iran. An Iranian official who participates in some big European or American conference is asked if he agrees with homosexuality. If he says no, they boo him. What is the reason for this? What is the logical reasoning behind it? There are no answers. In other words, there's no logic behind the West's conduct with regard to issues that are related to women and its behavior toward the woman community. That is why it strongly avoids debates, talks, and discussions in these areas. As I said, they use various tools to advance their own viewpoint, and they are very good at doing these things. They make movies, write books and articles, pay money, make artistic, cultural, and political figures to say the things they want, make international centers, centers for women's issues. These so-called international centers score, judge, and place any country that disagrees with their outlook at the bottom of their list. Now, there's much more to discuss regarding these matters, and I have already addressed them extensively. Yesterday, I was given a book, which I had not seen before, containing my own speeches.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
I examined it and saw that many of the topics that I had prepared to talk about here today were in that book. I have already mentioned these matters several times before. I have talked about these topics very much. In one word, I would like to summarize the outcome and basis of Western civilization's policy and outlook with regard to the very important, vital issue of women. Their outlook can be summarized in the two factors of seeking profit and seeking pleasure, and each has its own definition. I have previously discussed this idea of seeking profit, and time does not permit me to elaborate on this now. So that is the West's behavior with regard to the issue of women. Islam's outlook is the exact opposite of the Western outlook. It is based on logic and reasoning, and explicit, clear statements have been made in this regard.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all.
You've done.
guide me.